Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Kind of Relatable podcast. I think you know who it is. I jumped out my baby crib today. You know what I'm saying? I came all the way down here. I'm kind of fashionably late. Sorry, everybody. But you know who it is. Wah, wah, wah. Where's my baby formula? Somebody give me my pacifier. Oof. You hear that, boy? Yeah, it's my diaper, nigga. Somebody change it. It's getting real stinky in here. It's the big baby, Big's baby, one and only Big Basha baby. Not a full house like last week, but we got majority girls in here. I feel kind of intimidated in here. How do you feel? How do you feel, Jamal? I'm kind of scared. They're all going to gang up on us. But to the right, what do I have?
I'm not green no more, bro. I can't even say it, bro. You know?
I got the green.
Yo, listen. Let me tell this real quick. Fuck Diggs. Fuck Diggs. Fuck LJ. And fuck Randall too. It's just simple as that.
We got Susu here.
Hi, Susu.
We're here with Rua.
Hi, Rua.
Hello, it's Katoof.
Hi, Katoof.
We got Rahab.
Hi, Rahab.
It's Senna.
Hi, Senna.
We got Puffy.
Hi, Puffy.
And we got Renoya.
Hi, guys.
Oh, we have one more.
Shiv.
Fuck Jamal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fuck Swad.
Why'd you say the gummies on there?
I'm saying.
Hey, I want to give shout-outs again. You know what I realized, guys? A large majority of our audience is women. A large majority of our audience, 57% are females and 42% are males. And shout out to our one non-binary listener. If you're out there, big shout out to you. It's probably shout out to our one non-binary listener, whoever you are. Because it literally says right here. Non-binary.
So when they listen, they say I'm non-binary?
When they make their account, non-binary.
Gotcha, Abby.
Shout out to our non-binary listener, man. We love you. We see you, man. Or girl.
We see them.
We see them.
We see you.
Okay, we see you.
We see they. We see
them.
We see you.
This is the episode we get canceled on.
Yeah.
This is the episode we get canceled.
Just say we see you and we appreciate you.
We see you and we appreciate you. Shout out to you, bro.
Oh, I don't know. God.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Yo, don't think I don't support. I support. Welcome to today's episode, everybody. This is the Kind of Relatable podcast. And today's topic is unpopular opinions. Let's go around the table and ask everybody some unpopular opinions and shit that we need to get off our chest and really normalize and open up about these conversations. Because a lot of you, some big ass pussies. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all some pussies. You sitting behind the camera, you writing in the comments, oh my God, he said, shut the fuck up, okay? Kind of relatable. We're inclusive. We love everybody. This is all comedic, okay? We like to talk about these pressing issues in a comedic manner, and we deliver it in a comedic way. So it's easy to listen to. Fuck, nigga. Come on.
Tell him.
Unpopular opinion number one. Who got one for me?
I have one.
Oh, you go first.
You go. There's this one girl on TikTok. She has a pad company,
ew.
Right?
Oh, the Asian chick?
Yeah.
Why'd you say ew? No, she's left.
No, literally, and it's literally something that nobody wants to talk about. And she posts her, like, her bloody period
one,
pad.
There was whoa, one.
Right?
Like, wait, so what is it?
She likes to, she promotes her pad. It's not, but here's the thing. It's period blood. It happens to all women every month, right? It's a natural thing. And I don't know. What?
Why are you showing it to the
It's because she needs to show that her pads don't leak.
So you can use red wine, you can use anything.
It's not even that. When you think about women and like the shit that we go through, it's not spoken about.
Yeah, she's trying to like normalize it.
She's trying to normalize it.
Normal to see.
Because if you think, okay, some niggas think when the girl's on her period, ew, she's dirty, I never touch her, she's on her period. Da, da, da. No, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. When you get married, you're going to get married to a woman, she's going to get her period. When you get married, your daughter is going to have her period, your wife is going to have her period. It's educational.
If it's educational, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's just like to do it because she wants to do it, like, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have an opinion on that.
I
think she could promote her pads. But I don't think she should.
Yeah,
like,
don't use your actual
put on
period,
the
bro.
Bodily fluids on the camera.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like I heard someone. Yeah, I heard someone saying something about condoms. It's not like you show the condom after it's used. You don't see no nut on the fucking commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
You just know it's strong.
But
you're just gonna believe.
When she posts her period blood, it's that actual thing instead of using just like colored water.
That's
but
you can, advertised.
But you can also use false other substances. You can use red wine.
But here's the thing:
blood is
not
the same
as blood.
It's not the
right?
same.
You can use fake blood.
Yeah, but
no,
it's not the
it's
same
not
as
the same.
Actual natural
I
blood.
I think what she's doing is let. Shout out to you. You're educating a bunch of women. Shout out to you.
Literally.
And if you guys are disgusted,
like if I saw that on my camera, I'm Respectfully, I'm throwing up.
No,
respectfully, I'm throwing up.
Okay, a lot of people say, let's say, actually, you get older, okay? Your daughter comes to you. She has no patch. She has no tampon. She said, oh, look, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm bleeding. You're going to puke?
Her mom's right there.
Her mom's not there.
Her mom's not there. As a father, you
don't know.
Yo, me as a father, let me tell you this. I'm going to sit my daughter down. I'm going to be like, okay, listen.
I don't know
you
shit.
Go through this. But I don't know shit. I don't know what I'm doing. This is not my field. You know what I'm saying? But you can ask your mom. I can go to the store, get you whatever you need. You know what I'm saying?
But she doesn't know what she needs.
Shit. I don't know. I'll call her.
Y'all just going
to
sit
and
there?
And that's your job to educate yourself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see in the future. I'm still 19.
But, and a lot of people don't like the, like, womanly things.
That's what I'm saying.
So periods and breastfeeding in public, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, I got no
people
problem.
People hate that shit, bro.
I got no problem with that.
Sexualize a lot of things.
I got no problem with that.
Animals, like, why can't you think, like, you know what I mean? Like, you guys are sexualizing us so much. We're doing something to, we're, like, making a baby survive.
Yeah, I got no problem with breastfeeding in public. I got no problem with it.
Yeah,
no,
but... In society, like in society, it's like look.
People
down
got
on
problems with breastfeeding.
Yeah, in public. Yeah,
the titty isn't even out
because the breasts are so sexualized, right? Yeah. It's like, oh my god, you're putting
there's
your
so
boob
much
out there unprovoked.
That's fucked up though. Because taken, you guys can get free condoms anywhere,
even in the school,
anywhere you go, they'll give you a condom, right? But the girls in the bathrooms. To get a pad or a tampon, you have 25 cents. You gotta pay.
It's changing though. Yeah, like at school, they'll put like free period pads, tampons. Yeah,
but
they'll
that's
do that now.
How long though?
No, but some people can't even afford it. They gotta resort to like toilet paper, and that doesn't help them.
Toilet paper?
Yeah. Toilet paper.
Yeah. Guys, it's not funny. It's like you don't want it leaking through your nails. Yeah.
Yo, that's wild.
It's not funny. It's just kind of like what you have
it's
to do.
It's just like if you don't have it, you just have to use toilet paper.
We've all been there. Like when we get it, our period in school, like, shit, we had to use it till the end of the day.
Yeah, we had to use, If they don't have it in the office, then we just have to use toilet paper. Mm-hmm. We have to fold it up nicely.
Do you want to know how much pads are? They're almost $20.
$20 for a little box.
That's
of
a pack
of
six. That's a pack of six.
And they don't even last.
They last one, two cycles.
Yeah, not even.
So shout out to my friend Jenna. She
shout out Jenna.
Unpopular opinions. Jenna, yes, she watches our podcast.
Gang.
Oh shit. And she put in an unpopular opinion.
Wait, you said her name was Jenna?
Jenna, yeah, she watches the podcast.
Shout out Jenna, we love you.
Shout out Jenna. Okay, so one of the opinions she gave me was that people who cheat in school are actually the smart ones. The ones who cheat without getting caught are the smart ones.
What's the saying? Works smarter, not harder.
Yeah. No
harder,
not smarter. Cow.
Harder.
That was me in high school.
People
who know how to cheat properly are the actual
smart
ones.
Our math 30 class, there was 2-1 classes, right? There was one in the morning, one in the afternoon. I had my class after lunch. Mm. My teacher, God bless him, he was old, so he would sleep during our tests. And these kids would take pictures of the test, send it to the after lunch block. I'd get 100. Okay. Yeah. So all of math 30, I got 100%.
Yeah. As you should.
I can't comment on this because I want to get hired one day. Mm. But like, you guys can go ahead.
Hey, if my employer sees this in the future,
but you know what's sad? Mm. Cheating and still failing.
Oof. Wow.
That's humiliating.
Yo.
That's can we talk about
that? I'm snitching. Yo. Huh? Yeah. Listen. Okay. So in our ELA, yo, you have to leave out the ELA. Okay. Yo. Okay. Yo, like, guys, it's me, LJ, Rustam, and some random guys, okay? So the ELA test, I had a mission. I cut that out. Anyways, I allegedly stole it, okay?
Yeah.
And I had the answers. I sent it to LJ, you know, Reno, blah, blah, blah. So I told him, I said, yo, whatever you do, make sure you're actually doing the test. Don't have the answers. Do it 10 seconds and walk out. He was like, all right, I got you. I swear to God, he goes to the back of the class, whips out his phone like this, does it in 10 minutes, hands it in. I said, what the fuck are you doing? My heart was pounding. The next day, we get our results back. He called me because I didn't come to school. He was like, Jamal, you stole the wrong one. I got 30%. What the fuck? My heart is pounding. I'm like, yo, no way. I ate a 2 then. I get to class. I got a 90. I said, what? How did I get a 90?
That he was cheating, huh?
No, it's because he's an idiot and he wrote it down wrong. He had the whole answers.
He had the order wrong.
The wrong
egg.
So,
like you put B and then you put B on his, but like it was the wrong.
It's wrong order. So he ate a 30%. Well, all of us eat 90s, 80s, 70s.
You know what I hated when we couldn't cheat is because they would have two tests, and then You can't look to the right because they have a separate.
Let me tell you guys, this is literally what we had in bio, okay? So there's version A, version B.
Version A, version B was lit.
Because let me tell you.
Yep.
Okay, this is my story, okay? This is my story. No. So what would happen is, okay, either you would switch it and then you guys would both have the same versions, right?
Yep.
Or.
No, the teacher hands it to us.
I know, okay, but yeah, when the teacher's on the other side of the room, you could switch it. Switch it with the kid.
But like, look, what I would do is, I'd have question 1, 2, 3. They'd have like 3, 2, 1. And my ABC would be their BCA, okay? So I'd be like, look at this one. And it'd be a diagram because it's bio, right? So he'd go to the same question with that same diagram. And I'd look at the answer that he circled. And I'd look to the answer. And his would be like a C. Mine would be A. Yeah. So we just do that the whole test. And I'll bang on like 97.
No, that one was too complicated. You know
it's
what
complicated, but you can still get it done.
Niggas will do anything but study.
Yeah, that's complicated, bro. Tell me why our bio 20 teacher, y'all said A and B, right? Yeah. Version A and B. Our bio teacher made A, B, C, and D.
This guy did not want to see us win.
Oh, she's God. Crazy. Nigga was the maddest guy ever. Our
bio teacher. Right, but yo, you know what he did to us? Did you eat it too?
What?
From your parent teacher interview? Power school?
Nah, I didn't eat it.
Probably.
Okay, so basically, you know how power school is a thing in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our Dukes obviously didn't know what power school is because, you know, new to high school.
Mine did.
Mr.
Oh, my mom,
that
is good.
Oh,
our teacher, okay, he sat us down. Before he sat us down with our Dukes, he said, yo, do you know where power school is? I said, yo, ain't no way. He says, you don't? He looks at me.
Oh, I know, he smiled.
He said, let me make an account for you right now. Makes that count, shows him my marks, all this. My
no
Dukes
way.
Look at me like, wow.
What the?
Yeah, I ate it.
You guys want to know another way I passed the ELA? I manipulated my teacher, I'm not going to lie. Wow. I remember.
Black
I was allegedly. Guys, listen. I was allegedly. For legal reasons, I didn't. But
allegedly.
Literally, I don't know. I didn't show up for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, fuck. I need to graduate, you know?
Mm.
So I show up, and I'm like, I'm literally at school, though. So I was having fun with my friends, just getting high, like, having a good time. Mm-hmm. So I come
allegedly.
In, like, allegedly.
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 We were not neglecting.
No, I had different friends, guys. Like
allegedly.
So, no, I finally was like, shit, I got to get my shit together. I come in, and I put on the sad face. I'm like.
My dad died.
No, I didn't say. I didn't put no one's dad. Oh. I was like, no, I didn't want that. I was just like, I just been dealing with severe depression and like, I can't sleep at night. I'm just having a really hard time. Tell me, I passed that class with 75. I didn't do shit. Shout out to that teacher. I forget her name. She had blue eyes. You know her.
Miss Dupuis?
No,
Miss Dupuis.
Yeah, Dupuis. I think it's Dupuis.
She was my English teacher.
She's a real ass.
She's
nigga.
A real one. Shout out to her.
I wish I never manipulated her, but if she didn't.
It was actually very hard not to graduate high school.
It was not hard.
I'm saying.
It was not hard to graduate high school.
Just give them a soft story.
You don't have to do shit.
Oh, God.
Bro.
You just have to show up. That's
social 30?
Mm.
I'm not going to lie, right? I was at like a 60-something or some shit like that, right? And I didn't study at all. I didn't pay attention in class.
Mm.
The diploma and shit was first semester, so it was before COVID and shit. Yeah. The diploma wasn't looking too nice.
Yeah.
On the written, bro, we did it in the oxygen. You know, the oxygen was fucking tiny.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was small. It's not like big ass separations in between desks and shit, so you can't peek over. Bro, tell me why. I got blessed. Smartest girl in the whole like social of that semester was sitting right in front of me.
Wow.
I could see. She was literally sitting like that far away from me.
Wow.
I literally see. Cheated the whole test. Got like a 90 on that. Boosted my average.
Snap it up. Snap it up.
Snap it up to that girl.
Hold on. On the diploma?
Nah.
Allegedly.
One of the unit tests.
How did you not get
the diploma prep?
Oh, me too. Hey, me too. No, because I heard a lot of stories about the preps, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one story about like the volleyball player that lost his fucking
grandfather?
What about
you guys don't know that? Uncle, you guys don't know? Wow.
What happened
Brusky,
to his grandfather?
The volleyball player that lost his grandfather.
Let's not
in ELA class. It was not a volleyball player.
Yo. And we're talking about losing family members in the class to get away with some stuff.
That's what I thought we were talking about.
I know somebody in this very room.
I know someone whose grandma died more than 5 times.
Oh my God, I swear to God. I'll snitch it out. Actually, I won't say his name.
No.
I won't say his name. Okay, me.
I will say his name because you know he took Trae Young from me.
Together, right? we had an assignment due. It was an essay. He didn't do the essay. He calls me. He's like, so watch what I'm going to do tomorrow, okay? I'm chilling with him in the student center. He's geeked. He's happy. We get to class. He goes to teaching. He said, because he did outside the classroom door. My desk is right there, so I can hear and see everything.
Having a mental breakdown, fam.
My grandmother died. I don't know how to deal with it. It's so bad. I'm looking so at cool. this nigga. Hey, you're watching this right now. You're hearing this, you piece of shit.
But we were evil.
I was so
kids,
hard for
bro.
That assignment.
We were actually so evil.
Did they?
Yeah,
nah, I can't say it.
It's gonna be beep.
You're gonna bleep
bro,
it?
Bro, we were so
you're gonna
evil.
Yeah. Hey, no, fucking
he used his white privilege.
Bro,
white
that nigga, I swear to God, after that, she walked away. I'm so sorry for you. Rubbed his back and all. And he was like, please go, go. He comes up to me, he's like, see, this dude said that, nigga. And he uses a cuss vow.
What?
Yo. No, I had a class at Western. I think they were very racist. Because
they are. Allegedly.
No, I was upgrade. I was doing summer school. I think it was racism at its finest.
Allegedly.
We were in the same summer school class.
Yeah.
Is racism illegal?
Nigga, I came late that one time. Yeah. And he didn't let me take my final test.
Are
and
you
I
serious?
Failed.
Yeah, because I didn't see you.
Yeah. And he called me. I was like, you can't take this. So I was like, fuck you. And I never showed up again.
Guys, I tricked my friend into saying it by accident.
How do you trick your friend into saying it?
Jenna, the one that was just Jenna, bro. I was
shout
like,
out, Jenna.
We take our shout
She's
out back,
so
Jenna. You're racist.
So bad that I laughed too hard. Okay, so basically, okay. Anyways, so basically, we were in class, and I was like, oh, you know that word knickers, like in English. You know that word, like I dropped my knickers, like.
Wow, this is like, gonna be a TikTok clip.
I was like, oh, just say that, and she's like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, it's underwear, and then she's like, in the middle of the class, it's silent. Oh, knickers. I'm like, oh, my God. I looked at her. I'm like, Jenna. I'm like, Jenna, we're in public.
I have a story about racism in the workforce. It happened like a couple days ago. Check me out now. Big Basha baby. You know me. I work in a restaurant. It's lame as fuck. I told you the story, and I already told you the story. You're going to listen to it again. Boom. I'm at work, right? Minding my business. My uniform, short sleeve. So you can see my arms, right? I'm chilling. And my chef, I'm going to air this puss-ass nigga out to you.
Okay, so what happened?
Boom. So I get into work, right? Got my short sleeve shirt on. I got my uniform on. Doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm making sure there's enough chicken for the morning. I'm just doing my fucking job as I always do. Chilling. Minding my own business. From the other end of the kitchen, all I hear, oh my God, look at Abshar's weenus.
What does that got to do with race?
Wait.
Your weenus is on your elbow.
I know. Listen. Yeah. Listen.
You felt victimized. Oh my God.
Hold on. Oh my God.
His weenus.
Literally.
It's blank.
He screamed, oh my God, look at Abshar's weenus. And because I work in the kitchen and it's loud as fuck, I thought this motherfucker said, look at his penis. So I'm in shock. I didn't move. I'm like.
No way. He just.
I was like. My dick is out? No way, bro. There's kids here. There's no way my dick is out at work, bro. There's fucking little kids here. And then he screams it again. Hold on, Shiv. He screams it again. Oh, my God. Look at Abshar's weenus.
What a wiener.
And then I was like, this motherfucker. You piece of fucking shit. This motherfucker came, grabbed my fucking elbow like this. He spun me around the kitchen. Look at his weenus. You're so fucking ashy. You need some moisturizer. It's fucked, right? It's fucked, right?
You was just looking out for your elbows.
Nah, fuck this guy.
You trying to make sure you were nice and moisturized.
Nah, fuck
my
this
nigga,
guy.
Yo, you know how bare the look
works. Damn, the way that he did it was weird.
You know
bro.
What's worse? Yeah.
And you know what's even worse? So this one black girl that I work with. Shout out to fucking Yabs.
Shout out to Yabby.
Bro. Big Yabs, shout out to you, because she wrote out for the boy, man. She held it down for me. She went up to him. She's like, yo, Abshar, did he say that to you? I was like,
did
yeah.
Did he really just
I was like, I don't know how to act. And she was like, wait right here. She goes. She finds him. She's like, listen here, Austin. We're black. We're the only two black people that work here. You can't be talking to black people like that. No. She's going
see,
off
only
on
two
her.
Black people?
Yeah.
Everyone left?
Yeah.
So I'm going?
Yeah. Literally.
Shout out to Yabby.
Shout out to Big Yabs.
She's an ally.
This nigga.
She's an ally, bro.
Like some other black girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like the only two black people working, and she came up and she was like, she was giving him the whole spiel. She was like, can't be saying this, can't be talking like this, can't be doing all this. Like, you gotta learn how to, you know, there's boundaries and shit. Then this guy comes up to me and gives me some sort of sob story. Like, I'm sure I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. And I said,
shut the fuck
up. In the back of my mind, I'm like,
he's only sorry because a black woman.
Exactly. He's only sorry because he got called out for it. Yeah.
Shout out to black women.
That's the only reason.
It's okay, though.
I love black women. But
we just take people
accountable. I love black women.
Yes. Yeah.
Anywho.
I love my black women. I love my black women because, you know, black women, y'all get on your Michelle Obama bag when you see something not right. Know what I'm saying?
Racially motivated.
When you guys see something wrong, you guys get up. And you guys start working, and you start putting that fucking work. No love case. My black women. Shout out to all the black women
nobody
out there.
Nobody works harder than a black woman. Yeah.
Nobody works harder than a black woman, man. For real.
Yeah, but there's actual men out there that are dark-skinned men that hate on dark-skinned women.
Well, you tell know what them that pussies. Is?
They fuck hate themselves.
Them. I can name a couple. I can name a couple.
No, you know, I have something to say.
What? Huh?
If you're a nigga and you come up to me and you say, if you don't find me attractive, it's okay, but... If you tell me you're pretty for a dark skin,
oh my god,
I'm gonna say your mom is ugly.
Oh my god,
fuck your mom. I'm gonna talk shit. That's my response. I'm just gonna say your mom.
Your mom.
If you're a black guy, fuck your mom and fuck you.
Period. You're not disrespecting them.
One guy at my friend's work, she's a bottle girl, right? She's Sudanese, right?
Oh.
And it was her first day at the job. Let me fucking tell you. And I guess the DJ was Asian or something.
Mm.
First thing he says to her, he's like, hi, I've never been with a black girl. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, why do you care so much?
That's so creepy, bro.
He didn't even say, hello, how are you? What's your name?
Where are you from?
Yeah, he just straight up said, I've never been with a black girl. Like,
that guy is on a different level.
You know the people I hate?
Who?
The non-black people who strive off niggas bashing black women.
What do you mean?
Like,
non-black people striving off of black people hating on black people?
Yeah. White bitches, like, they'll have a black nigga being like, yo, I hate dark skins. Oh my fucking god. She's something else.
It's not even just white girls. It's some light skins, too. They'll be like they like us because we're pretty. You guys are ugly. And I'm not saying that's all of them, but
no,
they be talking down on us.
In front of them, they'll be like, fuck black women. Black women are disgusting, dark skins.
Who says that?
A lot of men. A lot of black men.
Oh, yeah, fuck them niggas.
One for one.
And the non-black women will just sit there in awe. Like, he's saying something. Like,
saying
he's God. Like, they're looking at him like he's God.
You know why? It's because I don't know why, actually. It's because these white girls, right? When these niggas are saying, oh, fuck black girls, da-da-da-da. Like, okay, I'm not black, though.
No, you know what it is?
He can still back me.
Yo, I think I came to the bottom of it. You know what it is? Black boys, ever since we've been growing up, like, girls of other ethnic races... Or even the white girls, they would always like give us attention and shit. My school back at Ian Bass, my junior high, ever since junior high, the black boys, we would get all the attention. The white girls, the Asian girls, the Latina girls, all of them would give the black boys attention. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and then transitioning from junior high into high school, the sweet ones, one of the black boys. Why? Now, yo, if you're white or Asian or anything, shout out to you.
I want you guys to hear what...
But the black boys, like, we were almost... you're saying, like, we were fetishized growing up. It was just because the girls would give us more attention. I don't know why. Maybe because we were more involved in sports or, like, other shit.
Can I explain something else also?
Talk to us. I'm fucking sexier, people.
And it's also if a black woman goes for any other race than a black man... If it's like a black woman going for any other race, black men are like, why aren't you going for your own race?
Shout out to the black
woman. Yeah, they don't want us, so I'm going to go for other people.
Shout out to the black woman with white niggas.
Shout out to the glitch.
With white men. The black guys with white girls, fuck y'all. The black guys with white girls.
No, listen.
Guys, this is from my experience.
Okay, guys, no, let her say it.
Guys, this is crazy.
This is important. Let her say it.
This is not bash to all black men or colored men, but every man I've ever been with that was not or that was of color treated me as like an option or like shit.
I hear you.
But this white man I'm with now, he respects me more than any.
Exactly.
Like anyone. If I were with a black man, he would probably degrade me or try to manipulate me and, you know.
And I respect him for that. And I see that in him. And I'm very happy for you.
But it's still kind of like frustrating because it's letting us black girls down. That we have to go somewhere else to get respect when we should get it from our own people.
Exactly. Snap it up for that. She's not lying. Come on, boys.
Do better, boys. You get upset when the white boy takes us. But you should have fucking done better from the start.
All
I feel like blacks are just against each other in general.
Yeah, like I agree on crime. That. But the dark skin,
a lot of colorism.
The dark skinned men, I feel like if they hate dark skinned women, it's like, why do you have so much self hate? Why do you hate your kind so much?
I feel like it just became a trend. To hate one another?
No, it's because they were raised. So
my nigga,
and
it was
school, they hated their own skin color. Yeah. So they're going to want less lighter.
Because when they were raised, they didn't
like
their fucking own skin color.
Or like you guys talking about, oh, I'm going to say for the white girls, be like, oh, yeah, like, I want a light skin kid. Name him Jaden. Name him.
This is breeding. Why is this like a zoo?
Shut the fuck up. You're fucking weird.
They want a light skin kid with curly hair. And then once they get it, they're cutting you off and cutting their hair.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're weird. No. They want to do that.
Watch Colin Black and White on Netflix. Watch Colin Black and White.
That changed my view on life.
Mm-hmm. Really? It's actually nice?
It's really good.
For young black kids in this world, everyone.
Who just weren't educated on racism. He didn't even know what racism was. He was just convinced people just didn't like him.
Yeah.
Until he met another black kid at his baseball game. Really? He's like, it's okay, it's just you're black, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what?
Message.
Mm-hmm.
Message to my black boys and my black girls. Look come yourself. On. It's hard. Like, there's so much division within the black community, you know what I'm saying? Like, East Africa versus West Africa, like... Or even between West Africa, they're like, oh, Nigeria is better than fucking like
fucking African Americans and actual Africans.
Yeah.
Yeah, North African.
No, actually, guys, think about it. Why is there so much separation between the black community? Why? Because
the white man made it. He wanted us to fight together. Or against each other. Yeah. So then we kind of like.
Like, white people want to be black people.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why?
They want.
Let me tell you this.
Yes. They want to be like black people.
But, exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga.
Nigga, yeah.
Exactly. I feel as if white people are slowly becoming the minority. Yeah. And black people are...
You guys know what scares me?
Mm.
When I see a white girl with like braids or a white girl with her edges laid, that's so fucking scary.
I don't mind that though.
I know you don't.
They can't braid their hair.
Edges laid.
What? If you see a white girl with her edges laid, got the fucking hair braided like that.
So?
Do you guys what do you mean so?
Hey, what do you mean so? Let Rose
the white girl with dreads?
Do you guys care like races that are not black
it's
get like
hair.
Braids or like cornrows?
I don't think it's proper.
Yo,
I don't think
this
it's
guy
right.
says
I
it's just
I'm not even
going to
lie,
a,
really.
A non-black woman wears dreads. Or braids, he's like, it's just hair and blood. It's like, no,
it's
but listen.
It's not just hair.
If I'm going to a job interview, right, and she has the exact same hairstyle, I'm going to be looked at as unprofessional.
Okay.
Right? And she's going to be ethnic. She's, wow, she's different.
That, I can see
I
where
like
you're
that.
Coming from on that, right? Yeah. Like, that's not fair, right? But, like, in terms of, what's the thing, like, cultural
appropriation.
That shit, right? Like, especially, you know, with some hairstyles and shit, like, dreads and shit, like, back
call
in
them
the
locks.
Day and shit like that.
Don't call
like
them
Vikings and shit had dreads and shit like that.
Locks.
You know what I mean?
Locks,
like,
locks.
So like,
call them locks.
Locks.
They're not dreadful.
They're locks.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. I didn't know the meaning behind that.
Well,
but,
now you know.
Okay, good.
Don't worry.
Educated. But yeah, like back in the day, Vikings had, you know, locks and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like when a white person wears, you know, like that's that it should be taken that way. You know what I mean?
The You're reason right. why it's taken that way, like I kind of just told you, dreads, we were seen as
less
ghetto
than.
And unprofessional, like she was saying. That's why we don't appreciate when they're wearing the wearing the things they called unprofessional and ugly. And I'm
like
why
Kim,
is it only professional once it's on your head?
Yeah, like Kim Kardashian. Like, she started she got that cornrow. She got the cornrows.
They call it different names.
And now
like
she's like,
oh,
she's exotic.
It.
Yeah, she's
They'll
exotic.
They'll have people, like, cut their locks off.
Do you guys
off
believe some people
school?
Can appreciate it? I believe some people
difference?
Can, though.
What's the difference
but
between appreciation and appropriation? What's the difference?
You're appreciating the culture. You're appreciating.
Appreciation.
In a respectful way, you're trying to learn where it's coming from. You love the culture.
Yeah.
You're getting someone from the culture to do your hair. Like
appreciation.
Appreciating
Let
it.
Me give you an example. Appreciation. Say you take a trip to India and you go visit like an Indian temple, right? But say there's like a certain type of like
clothing.
Yeah. That you'd have to wear before you enter the temple. You wear that and then you take a picture
out
in
of respect
it.
For
out
those
of respect
people.
For that temple or whatever. Like appreciation essentially is when like you're not taking away from somebody's culture, but you're like kind of
you're educating yourself
and maybe even like adding on even more to yourself through that culture. Gangway.
I think for appropriation, it's like you're wearing their traditional clothes as a costume.
Yeah.
And you're making like a Hollywood, like, what's his name? Trudeau? Mm.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about it.
That was so, that was clownery.
No, I actually had a kid from Pearson come to school on Halloween. He had an afro and he wore the tashiki. You know, our like little dress thing.
Yeah. Mm.
I just lurked. I was like, and he was an Indian dude. I just,
what is that costume? Like, what? What are you? What is he trying to pose as?
He's trying to be an African guy. I was like, what do you mean?
Okay, we're not costumes to wear.
Or like, do you guys watch The Real Housewives? I think it was the Beverly Hills or whatever. What's that one chick's name? She came and she was wearing the whole like native outfit.
Oh, I saw that
on national TV.
I saw that.
This guy's weird.
And it's like, why? It's not like she doesn't know. It's inappropriate.
And it was like, it's like you're wearing it as a costume. That's so fucked.
What do you guys think about non-black people wearing durags?
Fuck off. All right, everybody. This has been the Kinda Relatable podcast. Again, shout out to our U.S. listeners. We see y'all. Shout out to Texas, California, New Jersey, Minnesota, Washington, New York. Shout out all of you. We fucking love you. We see y'all. And shout out to our new listeners over in Bahrain. We see y'all. Or whatever y'all niggas be doing over there.
Bro, this whole podcast is getting canceled.
Yo,
after this episode,
hey,
this might be our last episode ever.
Hey, again, shout out to our US listeners. Shout out to our listeners in Germany. Shout out to our listeners in the UK. Shout out to our listeners in Kenya. Shout out to our one non-binary listener. And shout out from last week. Shout out to Blake from the gym.
Blake from the gym.
Shout out Blake from the gym. Everybody, step it up.
Who the fuck is Blake?
We don't know you, Blake, but we love you.
We went to school with her.
Oh, Blake! Shout out Blake. I thought we were talking about someone from the gym. Shout out Blake. That's my dog.
Shout out Blake from the gym. This girl says she fucking loves the episodes and that we all have the personality for it. So snap it up, everybody.
And she tunes in every week.
She tunes in every single fucking week.
She's that bitch.
So, hey, I'm doing my outro. Why are you guys screaming?
Why, change your diaper, blah, blah.
Shut up, nigga. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know what to do. Like, share, all that bullshit. I'm getting fucking tired of repeating myself. Anyways, this has been Bash of Baby. Why, where's my baby formula, nigga? You hear that? It's my fucking diaper. Yeah, bring me my baby formula. Somebody put me in my crib, put me to sleep. Wah, wah, wah. We out, man. We're going to see you guys next week.
I'm here.